Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, and welcome to the month of August. What a month we have that is just beginning today. So traditionally, the Catholic Church looks at the month of August in a very kind of special way that we honor it toward the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You know, this month on the 15th, we'll have the Solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother. And one of my favorite, just beautiful focus days of Our Blessed Lady is the Queenship of Mary. That's going to be on August 22nd. And of course, other major feast days, the Transfiguration of Our Lord on August 6th. And then there's just some amazing things happening during this month. But suffice to say, it's one of the Mama Mary months. And I want to begin the program today with a very special song that I wrote many years ago. And it's called Lend Me Your Heart. Because as we know, as Catholics, what is the word that is always brought up is that Catholics worship Mary. So I'm going to start right off by saying, no, we don't. We don't worship her, but we do honor her. And so this is one of those months that we take some time to ask her, who knows Christ better than anyone because she's his mama, how do we get close to him? Like, how can we get closer than ever before to the heart of her son? And so when I wrote the song, Lend Me Your Heart, it was asking the mother of my Savior to lend me her heart because she knows him best so that my heart journeying through hers would go deeper than ever before into the heart of her son, Jesus Christ. And so we're going to begin today with, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, my song, Lend Me Your Heart.
Lend me your heart. me your heart.
Now, as I said, there's just something beautiful about journeying with Mama Mary. She has such a love for all of us and clearly an incredible love for God that she would be able to give that yes and then live that yes and to really give us the best example of discipleship. So that as we who claim Christ, right, as our Savior, when we call ourselves Christian, when we call ourselves Catholic, to follow after Him who came to save us, and that somehow we can do this on our own seems crazy to me. When we've got this perfect example of discipleship in Mama Mary, to give her yes, to live her yes. And how do we do that? And so one of the beautiful songs back in the day is called Immaculate Mary. And the lyric of this song are such a great reminder to us that she who is literally without sin, the Immaculate Blessed Mother Mary, to give us that example of how we should try to live our lives closer than ever to her son. But let's just take a minute, listen to these lyric. And of course, as we celebrate those different feast days this month, this will make sense, right? So, Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus, our King. Ave, ave, ave Maria. So we're calling out to her. It's like, Mom, Mom, do you have a minute? In heaven, the blessed, your glory proclaim. On earth, we, your children, invoke your fair name. We call upon her as we say, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. And then the third verse, we pray for our mother, the church upon earth, and bless Holy Mary, the land of our birth. And we call out again, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. There was a cartoon many years ago that was very, very sweet. A friend of ours had drawn it out, and it was what I called the first rosary. It's Jesus standing at Mary's side as a little boy, and he's tugging on her skirt, and he's going, Ama, Ama, Ama. And as children, you know, call out to their mama time and time again, how many times do we hear that phrase, Mama, 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 as they tug on our skirt because they are in need for something? Well, Jesus did that with his own mother, to tug on her skirt. Ama, Ama, I'm hungry. Ama, Ama, I'm thirsty. Ama, Ama, you know, whatever the need was as a small child that Mary then gave to Jesus. Well, if she would give him those basic necessities of life care, why wouldn't she do that for us, her children? He gave her to us, and we love him for it. And so we honor her, and we do sing those words of honor toward her as we also ask her to intercede for us. So that beautiful lyric, a number of years ago, were taken by Chuck and Alicia Brock and given a fresh breath of new life with a new melody. And so wherever you are listening today, I pray that you are blessed as Chuck and Alicia Brock sing for us now, Immaculate Mary.
Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in heaven with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. In heaven the blessed, your glory proclaim. Children,
I said, Mama Mary gives us that perfect example that when God called to her through the angel Gabriel and said, will you be the mother of the Savior? You know, Mary paused and she thought about it. There's this crazy idea that somehow Mary was nothing more than just this physical vessel. When in reality, God does not ever use anyone. Every single human being is given that beautiful gift of free will, just as Mama Mary was given that. And without knowing God, without a deep relationship and love of God, without knowing this incredible God who she had studied through the prophets, Isaiah and all of the prophets who foretold of the virgin birth, who foretold that the Savior would come, how could she have given that yes otherwise? And so when she was asked and then gave that yes, what a blessing we all have received because of her yes. And so this next song is again from me, your host, Julie Carrick, and it is that beautiful prayer, the Angelus, that my band members and I set to music a few years ago. So as we pray together now in song, the Angelus, bring Mama Mary your cares and concerns, that she will take them directly to the heart of her son, Jesus.
The angel of God declared unto Mary, and she gave her heart, her soul, her yes. And she conceived of the Holy Spirit. And the angel sang, oh, the angel sang, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Perfect love, bride of the Paraclete, full of grace and love divine. Blessed are you among all women, for from your womb
me.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, author, and mission presenter, Julie Carrick. It is always a privilege to spend this time with you each and every week. And for information about all of the artists whose music and ministry we share, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you. And also, if you would like me to come to your community for a parish mission or evening of reflection, it's that same number to call. Now, as we continue today, one of my favorite artists, Michael Poirier, and when I think of a month where we honor Mary, we couldn't do a beginning of this month episode without including a song from Michael. And as much as I love to sing that Angelus and to bring that beautiful prayer forward, Michael has written a song called The Maiden and the Messenger. We know that those beautiful angels, the archangels, those who are messengers of God's word, along with guiding us toward God, toward our life with God. I love that he has taken that focus with this encounter that the angel Gabriel had with Mary as a young girl. And then what happened? As she was in her room praying and the angel came and she said yes. And then how everything unfolded. It is just magnificent. And so again, wherever you are listening today, I pray that you are blessed as we take quite a few minutes right now. The song is lengthy, but it's worth every note and every word of the lyric as Michael Poirier sings for us, The Maiden and the Messenger.
Holy the night, peaceful the sky, silent the stars above, gentle the wind that blows through an open window far below, where she is watching, where she is waiting alone. Dancing on the wall, shining tears that do not fall. But there is no sorrow here, no worry or fear. Only a longing in her soul, where it will lead, she does not know. Singing a song of ages past, let our Redeemer come at last. She stares up at the ceiling of her tiny room, beyond the clouds, beyond the moon, so deep in prayer, she is unaware of the glorious light filling the air. Hail Mary, oh Mary, hail full of grace, hearing a voice she looks to see, a mighty angel on his knees, standing in fear she backs away, until she hears the angel say, no Mary, no, oh do not fear, the Lord is with you, he sent me here, I am the angel Gabriel. You will conceive and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. David's throne will be given him, and the kingdom he rules will have no end. He will share with you his victory. Handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me as you say. I am the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let it be done to me. Yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for being a man of God and a man who teaches us how beautiful it is to count on the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. What a great reminder of that for us in your music and in your ministry. Now, one of the things, as I said, so many times as Catholic, we have this beautiful affinity for our Blessed Mother. We have a relationship with her, and again, we honor her because God honored her first. And the question that I like to ask a lot of my friends who aren't Catholic, and they question why we have such a strong connection with our Blessed Mother, I like to ask them the question, when you decorate your home for Christmas and you put up your nativity scene, who's in it? Who are the main characters in the nativity scene? And I'll usually get the little nod like, well, yeah, okay. So yes, Mary is in the nativity scene and Joseph. And then of course, there's the little manger with the baby Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, think about that. The angel Gabriel came to her, and then the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And in scripture, we read, she conceived of the Holy Spirit. And her cousin Elizabeth also had conceived at a time when it seemed not possible for a baby to be conceived. God worked the natural miracle with Elizabeth and the beauty of that child born, as we know, John the Baptist, right? But in Mary, it was a very different type of miracle, that she bore within herself the Son of God. Not a natural human relationship like we are aware of natural conception and then a baby is born 9 months later, but she cooperated body and soul with the Holy Spirit in conceiving Jesus Christ. How magnificent is that? And 9 months later, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. How can we not, in some way, shape, or form, on a regular basis, thank Mary for her yes? And as I said, she raised him. She took care of this infant. She brought him into this world and then raised him as her son because he is literally her son and the Son of God. So why wouldn't we draw close to her? And so in this month of August, as we celebrate different feast days of Mary, we celebrate the beautiful transfiguration of Jesus Christ. We have a very special feast day in this month for St. John the Baptist. I mean, it's kind of a little mini month that leads us toward December, isn't it? And so I want to go to one of my favorite recordings of a Christmas song of mine. Of course, I didn't write What Child Is This, but I had some fun with the melody. And when we took this into the studio for a very special Christmas project a few years ago, this one just breathed a new life. And when we hear the original text, the original lyric of this song and the way that we recorded it, I pray that you are blessed. And you look at the answer to the question, what child is this? This is Christ the Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, and then grew up and became our very sustenance. The nails that held together the manger would become the nails that would crucify him to the cross. The spears that would pierce him and pierce the heart of his mother were real. And so, again, I pray that this is a time of blessing, a time to pause today and think about the incredible gift of life that God gave our world through the womb and through the yes of our Blessed Mother Mary. From me, your host, Julie Carrick, what child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where I Christians fear, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you.
I love singing that one. I just love it. It's a hauntingly beautiful piece that I feel like in a lot of ways should not be reserved just for Christmas. So who knows? That one may show up again in the next few weeks. But what child is this? This child is Jesus Christ our Lord. This child who did grow up and who gave his life for us. And who teaches us that as we know him and love him and serve him in this life so that we will be with him in the next. We know that every time we step into a Catholic church, we are in his true and real presence. His true and real presence. Think about that. He who was born of Mary, born of the Father, born into this world and then gave himself for us, who then we receive. And, you know, recently I heard this beautiful description that as we receive him into our being, it is like that seed planted in us that then matures and grows and becomes one with us. So that as those branches extend through our arms become the arms of Christ in this world. Our hands become his hands in this world because we have literally received him within ourselves. So that as we serve and love and care for those around us, we are being the hands and the heart and the love of Christ in this world. The presence of him in us become the presence of him in our world. And Paul Hillebrand has written a phenomenal song that shares this message so beautifully. So from Paul Hillebrand today, his song, We Know Your Presence, Lord.
We know your presence, Lord, deep within our hearts. You filled our longing souls with food that satisfies. We are your body now, your hands, your smile, your eyes. Your word has challenged us to live your love. We have become like you. Our lives have been transformed. Our hope has been restored to live for you. We know your presence, Lord, deep within our hearts. You fill our longing souls with food that satisfies. We are your body now, your hands, your smile, your eyes. Your word has challenged us to live your love. Send us to witness, Lord, to bring your love to all, to show compassion for all those we meet. We know your presence, Lord, deep within our hearts. You filled our longing souls with food that satisfies. We are your body now, your hands, your smile, your eyes. Your word has challenged us to live your love. Presence, Lord, deep within our hearts. You filled our longing souls with food that satisfies. We are your body now, your hands, your smile, your eyes. Your word has challenged us to live your love.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. And I love that Paul is a neighbor here, right in Scottsdale. He is the music director at St. Patrick's Church, and they are blessed to have him there for sure. And so many wonderful composers are also friends who live here in the Diocese of Phoenix. And I love that so many of them are willing to share their music unreservedly. So thank you, Paul. And now on to our next piece. When I think about that incredible woman, our Blessed Mama Mary, and what she can teach us if we are open to a relationship with her, is just amazing. How do we give a yes? More importantly, even before we give the yes, how do we listen? Like, how do we listen so that we know what God is speaking to us to begin with? Liz Owen, I love sharing Liz's music, and she's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her song, Break the Silence, I think is such a powerful one in this vein, right? When we want to listen to God, and sometimes, you know, we quiet ourselves and we're listening, and all we hear is silence. It's like, Lord, I'm trying to hear you, but all I hear is one extreme to the other. It's either this silence where I'm trying so hard to listen to you, or there's so much noise around because of stuff in the world. There's so much noise, and the noise just blots out so many times what God is trying to do. When we go to adoration, I can't tell you how many times when I've shared about, you know, taking time in adoration, Eucharistic adoration, listening to the Lord, and then writing the lyric that I'm hearing, or writing out the melodies, or the books, or the presentations. And then people will say, well, I go there, but I don't hear anything. And I think this song begs to be shared today along this vein, because we want God to break the silence. to break the silence and speak boldly in us. And we ask those questions, how do I know what is of God? And one of the lines in this song, you know, how do I know if I'm at the base of the mountain that I'm supposed to climb? Or what if my ears don't hear the song? Or maybe I've been humming it all along. Sometimes we think God is silent when he's really not. He's been working in our lives. He's been working through our lives. And we just need to ask him to point out clearly what is of him and not of this world, so that we, like Mary, can respond with an unreserved yes, with our words and our actions through what we are doing in our life. Maybe you've already begun to live your vocation, and you're maybe married, and you've got children, and you're wondering, Lord, are you speaking? Yes, he is. He's speaking through your marriage. He's speaking through your children. Perhaps he's speaking through the work that you are doing, through the education that you've taken time to learn your craft or your career. And he is speaking through that. But how are we living it? Are we living it godly, or are we living it by our own desires for our own self? So wherever you are listening today, listen closely as Liz Owen sings for us, because this song just absolutely clarifies it for us as we ask God to break the silence and to speak boldly in our life. From Liz Owen, Break the Silence.
Am I meant for something? Did you keep me in mind? Are we called the things that we were meant to find? Are there many paths, or just one? What if I choose wrong? Break the silence in my heart. Give me passion, let it start. Taking me over, taking me over. Break the bondage, let me soar. On the wings you made me for, taking me over, taking me. How do I know if I've arrived to the base of the mountain I'm to climb? What if my ears don't hear the song? Or what if I've been humming it all along?
begin this month of August. What a phenomenal month we have as the church gives us some beautiful focuses. You know, this month dedicated traditionally to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This devotion invites the faithful to focus on Mary's interior life, her profound love for God, her maternal compassion, and her virtues of purity, humility, and unwavering faith. She gives us such a phenomenal example of all of those things. And the dates that we want to maybe mark in our calendar for this month, as we look at August 15th being the solemnity of her Assumption, the major feast day of the month celebrating Mary being taken up body and soul into heavenly glory, is a reminder of the ultimate destiny God desires for all believers. That's what we are headed toward, right? When we are in that relationship. And then her queenship. You know, it's a beautiful liturgical feast that immediately follows the octave of her Assumption, celebrating Mary's role as Queen of Heaven and Earth. You know, the old song, The Old Rugged Cross, teaches us that someday we're going to lay down these things of our life and ask God to give us our crown of victory. Well, if we're expecting that for us, don't we expect it for Mama Mary? I mean, it's beautiful. And most importantly, Mary leads us to Jesus Christ, her son. So in August, in that first week, or later this week, we're going to have this beautiful feast of the Transfiguration. I mean, that's a huge feast honoring Jesus Christ, her son, which is the ultimate goal of our Blessed Mother, is to draw each and every one of us, her children, deeper into the heart of her son. So she followed what God wanted. We pray that we will follow what God wants in each and every one of our lives. That's the goal. There's a wonderful artist and friend out on the East Coast, and his name is Jason Malachi. And Jason has written such a great song. It's entitled, I Will Follow. And he goes beyond the lyric. Jason, in his ministry and in the way that he has lived his Catholicism, he doesn't just sing about things. He lives them. And when you go again to our website, wesingourfaith.org, I'm going to repeat that, wesingourfaith.org, at that site, you can click on the links of the various artists. And when you click on Jason's website, you go to that site and you take a look around a little bit of the beautiful ways that he has shared his Catholic faith. That's part of the reason he's on today, right? These artists who have not only said yes to Christ, but have these beautiful ways that they share their love of and honor for our Blessed Mother by really exemplifying her yes in the example of their lives giving their yes, and how each of us can truly follow God's desire and plan for each and every one of our lives. And so again, Jason Malachi is who we are going to hear now with his wonderful song, I Will Follow.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. My life, I will live for you alone. You're the one I seek, knowing I will find all I need in you alone. Till I die, yes I will, yes I will.
I will follow.
Promise you this I pray, Lord I follow you today. Yes I will, you know I will.
I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. Who you love, I'll love. You serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Who you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve.
Thank you, Jason. And a great big shout out today to all of our artists who have contributed, to Chuck and Alicia Brock, Michael Poirier, Paul Hillebrand, Liz Owen, Jason Malachi, and me, your host, Julie Carrick. It is such a wonderful privilege to spend this time with you each and every week. And one last time, that website is wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you. And I would love to come to your community. So I hope to hear from many of you this week as we finish out the calendar for 26. It's pretty jammed, but we've got a couple of dates left yet in the late fall. And then next year into 27 already, we are scheduling events. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
A powerful platform for promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
What is puzzling to you about living as a Catholic? What knots are there in your life you need help undoing? I'm Father Sam Medley from the SALT community, and I would be honored to answer your questions on The Quest, A Pilgrimage of Faith. You can listen live on the radio or in the free Guadalupe Radio Network app weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We take live calls from listeners just like you with questions that you have. That's The Quest, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Someone once said, if you think it, ink it. Don't let those great ideas fade or be forgotten. I used to carry around a little notebook and write my ideas down. I once heard of a movie producer who used to write ideas on napkins while at lunch meetings. Today, with our smartphones, we can keep notes electronically. I also voice my ideas in my phone recorder. I believe these ideas often come from God and His messengers, like our guardian angels. I call on the Holy Spirit all the time to guide my thoughts, and I pray before writing, including writing these daily motivationals. Whether you're using the old-fashioned pen and paper or smartphone, keep track of the ideas that pop in your head. Many of these daily communication messages come to me while driving in my car or while grocery shopping. I believe it's God speaking to me. So be prepared to write the ideas down. You never know when the Lord will have something to say. This has been an Epiphany Insight. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo, a communications evangelist.
This is John Hale with Corporate Travel, a proud sponsor of the amazing content on the Guadalupe Radio Network. The Good News Conference is in Nashville, Tennessee, this Labor Day on September 4th through the 6th. There will be talks by Bishop Robert Barron of Word on Fire, Father Mike Schmitz from Bible in a Year, Sister Miriam James Heidlin of the Salt Order, and actor Mark Wahlberg. We'll also enjoy a concert with Michael W. Smith. You can visit our website at goodnewsconference.com or grnonline.com.
I've been listening to Guadalupe Radio for a couple years now, and I think it was a bumper sticker I saw on somebody's car one time, and it's a radio station that I don't have to be concerned about or worried about. When the kids and I are driving, I don't have to worry about inappropriate items. It's just the opposite. It's educational. I've learned so many different topics and on different subjects that I couldn't believe being a Catholic and being baptized as a child. There's so many things I didn't know, and now in these past couple years that I've been listening in, I've learned so much.